Today, sleepwalking into a cashless economy. Hello again, I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to our podcasts, in which we discuss the latest finance and property news with a distinctively Australian flavour. In Australia, our household surveys show significant appetite for digital payments, especially via mobile devices, with more than half of households here saying they've not used cash for any transactions in the past month, and the proportion is rising. The drive to cashless seems unstoppable. Yet, I got caught out yesterday by the NAB system failure, which saw their payments and internet banking services wiped out thanks to a power failure in Melbourne. My local garage has a NAB terminal and wasn't able to process FPOS payments. Luckily, they had the paper-based backup, which took credit cards for later processing. Then at the local cafe, I could not use person-to-person digital payments from my mobile. They were only taking cash. So I went to find an ATM and discovered it was not working. Luckily, I scraped up the spare cash I had to pay for my coffee. But this was an object lesson in frustration, and for some businesses, a loss of real business, which granted, NAB said they would consider compensating. And this in the week where Telstra's whole internet and phone system went down without an explanation this time. At least they didn't blame a lightning strike like the previous episode. And of course, CBA's payment systems had gone down previously. Reflecting on all this, I'm being pulled in two directions. I'm a fan of a digital migration towards a cashless society, yet it also shows that there are potential risks which need to be explored further. In fact, consumers who prefer digital might be sleepwalking into future disaster. So it's time to think harder about the risks of going cashless. And we're not alone. In some Scandinavian countries, the rush towards a cashless society is also hitting some turbulence. Take Sweden, for example. It's one of the most cash-free societies in the world. The proportion of cash payments in the retail sector fell from about 40% in 2010 to about 15% in 2016. And two-thirds of consumers say they completely manage without cash, just as many say they mostly use cards, even for payments under $20. More than half the nation's bank branches no longer take or issue cash, and many stores greet the shoppers with notices that they no longer accept hard currency. As a result, the total value of cash payments in the economy there has fallen to less than 2% of GDP. In the not too distant future, Sweden may become a society in which cash is no longer generally accepted, the Swedish Central Bank said recently. And in February, the bank also warned that Sweden could soon face a situation where all payments were controlled by private sector banks. The Riksbank governor called for new legislation to secure public control over the payment system, arguing that being able to make and receive payments is a collective good, like defence, the courts, or public statistics. And these comments have brought other concerns about a cash-free society into the mainstream. To put it bluntly, when you have a fully digital system, you have no weapon to defend yourself if somebody turns it off. And in addition, no system based on technology is invulnerable to glitches and fraud. In the past year, two Swedish banks had problems with card payments, and the bank ID system, the digital authorization that allows people to identify themselves for payment purposes using their phones, also had glitches. And in addition, every transaction can be tracked and recorded. Remember Facebook? A recent opinion poll said almost 7 out of 10 Swedes wanted to keep the option to use cash, while just 25% wanted a completely cashless society. So I think it's time to reconsider the implications of digital payments, not least because payments can be tracked, digital networks appear vulnerable, and with ATMs disappearing, it will be harder to get cash when needed. Perhaps cash is king, after all. If you like what you've heard here today, please like the post and add a comment or a question. If you want to join the growing band of subscribers who receive alerts when we release new posts, do subscribe now. I'm Martin North, the Principal Analyst of Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you again next time.